Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. It's the night of Jummah, the night of Friday, and according to our regular habit, just like every week, us folks, we gather together for the sake of Allah's remembrance, dhikr. So today also, for this purpose we are gathered, so that we can assemble together, get together, so that we can do the dhikr of Allah. But it is by chance also, and it is Allah's grace, Allah's blessing, that alongside that, in parallel, on the same night, which is the night of Jummah, the night of Friday, with Allah's gift, we get another night on top of that, which is called the night of Barat, Shabbe Barat, Laylatul Barat. So we are getting light upon light, Noor ala Noor, light beyond light. Both nights separately, individually, are very great indeed on their own merit. Allah's fadl and karam is in these nights. The night of Jummah we get every week. Allah bestows it to us every week. But the night of Shabbe Barat, Laylatul Barat, comes after one complete year. And the coming of Shabbe Barat, the night of Barat, is based on Allah's hikmah, on Allah's wisdom. And many messages this night brings to us. Lots of messages. And if we understand the message of this night and we practice on that message, then this night guarantees to us that the month to come, the month that is to come, which there is no example that can compare to the month that is to come, that nobody can imagine any comparison, that these moments in this night we're going to get. But every second in that month to come is like this. And that is Ramadan Mubarak, blessed Ramadan. So this night of Laylatul Barat, in this month, the month before Ramadan, this is the welcoming of Ramadan, the introduction or the reception of Ramadan. It is the start, you could say, the pre. And the real thing we're looking forward to is Ramadan and the preparation for Ramadan. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started he hinted to us in Rajab with that dua. And he said that everyone should recite this dua in Rajab, from the month of Rajab, the month before this, that Allah Ta'ala, in our Rajab, give us barakah. In our Shaban, give us barakah. And show us Ramadan. Show us Ramadan. So what a great month Ramadan will be itself. Have a think. So in Rajab, Allah, through the barakah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's dua, supplication, Allah made Rajab full of barakah. And inside that month, Allah Ta'ala also instilled a great night, which was the night of Miraj, Shabbe Miraj, the night of ascension. And that wasn't empty. That wasn't without hikmah. That was also related to Ramadan. In the night of Ramadan, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went on the journey to the heavens, and we say it's a great miracle of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But every word of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a miracle. Yeah? Every word, every action, it was no big deal that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to the heavens and then he traveled and then he went and mashallah, where he arrived, Sidratul Muntaha, and then he went there. So in reality, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our Holy Prophet, due to whom this universe was created, due to whom the whole universe was decorated, so for him it's not a big deal, these things that occurred. In reality, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his every word, his action, everything he said was for the ummah, for his nation. He showed us, it was shown to us this mu'jizah, but Allah knows best how many times he attained these maqamat, these stages and these levels. So his personality, his status is beyond all of this. And in reality, even this silsila that started, and in that night, the connection was with Ramadan also. The night of Miraj was connected to Ramadan also. Allah Ta'ala gave observations, experiences to the Holy Prophet, showed him about his ummah, that go and explain to them, tell them, make them understand these points. And then Shaban came the next month in Shamadan, then another night Allah has given to us, which is this night of Shabbe Barat, Laylatul Barat, in which we folks are sitting. And this is also not devoid of Allah's hikmah, this night. And then when Ramadan will arrive, Then the real nights will come, which will be the combination of these two nights, which will be Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. So these three nights in reality are fantastic nights in the year. Big hikmah and wisdom and messages of Allah in these nights. So we're sat here for dhikr, but because it's the night of Jumu'ah, I'm speaking to you about this topic. So inshallah, it will prove beneficial for us, what we're discussing. So reality is that, what is this the preparation for? Ramadan, it's preparation for Ramadan. This is the introduction, the welcoming of Ramadan. Get ready. How should we get ready? What will this night do for us? How will it make us prepare? How will it make us prepare? Our habit is this, that we commemorate the day, we celebrate the day, we celebrate the night, we get together, we listen to a few words, statement, lecture, speech, sit for a little while, we're happy, oh yeah, we celebrated the night. Yeah, this is not the case. These are such great opportunities, and they're just based on these small things. No, rather a massive message and learning. Allah Ta'ala, it's a big learning that this night has come with, this night tonight. This ibadah that we'll do, praying salah, tilawah, there's a greater ibadah than this in this night that we have to do. The real that this night will prescribe to us. If we do that, then we will get the whole of Ramadan. If we don't do that ibadah, then we won't get this night tonight and we won't get Ramadan either. Remember this, because this is the objective and the meaning of this night, the single point that we'll come to. So what is this in reality? This opportunity that is preparing us for Ramadan, making us ready for Ramadan this night, we can attain that through this night if we do that action. So come, let's see, what is this night, what's the message it's giving? Then let's understand the message and then let's practice upon that. We're not to celebrate this night. We need to think and ponder and then implement the learning. This is not about celebrating and commemorating. In Tirmidhi, there's a hadith, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, she narrates this hadith. She stated that in one night, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was in my room that night, he was in my home that night, it was her turn. And he was resting, he was with me, said Hazrat Aisha. And then in one part of the night, she said, I observed that whilst he was sleeping, then Rasulullah left his bed, he wasn't there. And she said, suddenly I was a bit upset, surprised. This was unusual that the merciful Prophet is not present on the bed and he suddenly disappeared. Obviously, he used to do ibadah in that same room and he wasn't there. So she looked into the matter. She said, I was a bit distressed. And then she said, suddenly, in the state of distress, I left the house to search for Rasulullah, subhanAllah. Love for him, and obviously she was the wife, and she said, where's he gone? So she's looking for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, I was looking. She said, eventually when I went past, I went past the graveyard, that we call Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard of Medina. MashaAllah, you will have seen this in Umrah when you went, or Hajj if you went, you will have seen Jannatul Baqi. She said, so when I passed by the graveyard, suddenly, I'm telling you the meaning of the hadith here. She said, then I looked and I saw that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there, present in the graveyard. And she said, I went there towards his direction, and what did I see? That Rasulullah was immersed and occupied and busy in du'as, prayers. So now understand this night. That what are we to do? This night will tell us itself, that whatever will tell us via the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through his tariqah, through his methodology. So, she said, I stopped and I looked. And I kept on looking, and he was occupied, busy, immersed in what action? Say, what action? Du'as. Du'as. Was he doing sajda? Was he praying a salah? Was he reciting Quran? Or was he doing another action? No, nothing else. What was he doing? Say it loudly. He was doing du'as. Prayers. So she said, maybe he saw me, he recognized me. And then he said, oh Aisha, do you know what is this night? Oh, today that we are, she said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I don't know, you know best, you tell me please, what is this night? And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Aisha, this night that we are, for example, this night we sat in, so now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining, describing the condition of this night, that this is the night between the 14th and 15th day of Shaban. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this night, during this night, he, with regards to the heavens, he comes to the heavens that are above us. Subhanallah. That's the first thing. Subhanallah. And as soon as Maghrib passes, then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he comes to the skies, the heavens above. So Allah ta'ala knows best how he descends or how he comes to the heavens. In one hadith is stated that not just descends or comes to the skies or the heavens, rather Allah ta'ala glances at his makhluq, his creation. He glimpses at them or looks at them, glances at them. And this is full attention and focus of Allah on every single human being who is deserved of that glance. This is hadith I'm telling you. Hadith. Then further, it was stated two things we just learned here. One is Allah Ta'ala's, number one, dua Rasulullah did. Number two, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special tawajjuh, attention on the human being, on a person. So when Allah himself is looking and paying attention, Allah is always Allah's rahmah, nikmah. But this is a special, unique focus of Allah on the human. Then should we be negligent and lazy? The person who's lazy and negligent today, then we have to understand that he's lost out. He's lost out. Yes, that after a year this night comes. Who knows? Allah knows best. Will we come the next time? Will we come the next time? So a special glance and focus and intention of Allah upon the human being, upon his makhluk, his creation. Not just on those with iman, on the whole of creation. All the makhluk, Allah Ta'ala is paying attention. Because it's all Allah's makhluk. Just like you have children, someone's disobedient, someone's praying salah, somebody doesn't pray salah, somebody becomes astray. Still your children, they're all makhluk, Allah's creation. And every insan, Allah Ta'ala created every human being, Allah created everything around us. So Allah Ta'ala pays attention, looks at, focuses on every human being. And Allah says, after paying attention and focusing, then Rasulullah said that Allah Ta'ala announces that, is there anybody there that today seeks forgiveness from me? First statement that Allah Ta'ala says, that's come to us. The first statement of Allah. Then the second thing, is there anybody there who is requesting wealth from me today, rizq, that I can give him rizq? Is there anybody there who has needs in the world, distress, problems, issues, whatever there is, that he seeks the solution for those things, and I will give him that as well, Allah says. Third thing has come as well. So the dua has been prescribed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that this is the special dua for this night. Fourth thing, Allah Ta'ala announces that I today will forgive that many people, so many people I will forgive today, I will forgive them, accept their tawbah, accept their repentance. For example, it's stated that there was a tribe, Bani Qalb at that time, there was a tribe, and they had many sheep and goats, and they were famous. And so the example was given by Rasulullah, according to that generation, that the amount of sheep owned by Bani Qalb, the amount of hairs on their body, more than that number, Allah Ta'ala will forgive the people today. More than that number of people. But, certain individuals won't be forgiven. So much forgiveness, despite that there's a restriction, Allah has put some conditions down, that those certain select people I will not forgive or accept their repentance. And specific sins have been mentioned here. One hint was given, one direction was given this night. This is a message for us. First and foremost, those who do shirk, yes, who ascribe partners to Allah, all of the individuals Allah is paying attention to, but the mushrik who commits shirk, he will not attain forgiveness in this night. Secondly, the person who does kina. Kina is malice, to have hatred against somebody in your heart, to have hatred or enmity or opposition, to have anger against somebody, and to have that desire of revenge. When a person has these feelings within, then it's such a big sin that it's against the status of a mu'min, against the status of a person with iman. In this night, Allah Ta'ala will not forgive those people. Third thing also on top of that, The person who is disobedient to the mother and the father. Very big sin this is, that today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I will not forgive the person who does this sin. Even on such a great night like this. Look, it doesn't matter what your mother and father are like. Kama rabbayani saghira, Allah says in the Quran. Kama rabbayani saghira. Forget their physical sins, forget their words, don't pay attention to any of their negatives. Allah's order. That Allah ta'ala, Allah has instructed that in front of them, don't even say oof. Even when they get to old age and they're dependent on you, then don't remind them, you did this to me, dad, mom, you did this against me, you did this not for me, etc. Allah says, no. Allah says, it's lazim, essential on human being that he cannot even speak in front of them with a loud voice. You should respect. Islam prescribes the respect for the parents. Allah Ta'ala says, that man, that person, who disobeys his mother and father, who pesters them, who breaks their heart, who gives them distress, sorrow, due to that person, individual, man or woman, the parents are very down, feeling down. Allah says, I will never forgive that individual. That they brought you up. Anyway, that's another topic. We won't go into that too deep. There's the direction given here this night. Alongside that, the next individual on top of enmity or hatred is consuming alcohol, a person who consumes alcohol. Then all forms of intoxication come into this. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like the human being who goes into intoxication, alcohol or other intoxicants. And that person also will not be forgiven. And that individual who breaks the ties, breaks the relationships, the relatives, his clear colleagues, people he knows, people who are related, blood related or others, to, that he has a fight or a quarrel or a dispute with them, he doesn't have the connection with them, doesn't maintain the relationship with them. So this night, Allah Ta'ala says, I will not forgive that person. So this is a message that's come to us, brothers. So now, what is the meaning of this night? First question, that what are we to do? Is there any mention of any worship here? No worship has been mentioned here. First and foremost, what has Allah Ta'ala explained to us? That this night tonight, the biggest objective, meaning, purpose, is that we come into the court of Allah and do tawbah, repent. That's it. First, biggest action, biggest ibadah, worship in this night, tonight, that if we don't do tawbah, doesn't matter how much ibadah you do, worship you do, it will not allow you to achieve the objective of this night. And whoever does tawbah, whoever repents, alhamdulillah, he has done all of the worship. He has attained this night, that person. So tawbah, repentance is such a thing, my friends. Tawbah, that without repentance, a human being is a failure in this world. He is totally a failure in this world. Look, there are three parts to a human being. One is he has to live in this dunya. Three places that person visits. So we've made this world a permanent abode. Rather, this world is, despite this world being temporary, we are 100% guaranteed to leave. We have to get out of him. We'll get out of him in such a way that nothing in this world will we take with us. So that's a fact. Yes, these clothes that I'm wearing, they will come off the body. Every single item of the world will not be of your use in the hereafter. So in advance it's been told these things are useless in this world. They will stay here. They're restricted. Where will you take them? For example, you are staying in a hotel. When you stay in a hotel, when you check out of the hotel, then will you take the bed? You can pack their things. They're placed in the hotel and try to leave. They say, what are you doing? That this is the hotel's items. Where are you taking them? You say, no, I like these things. I want to take them with me. We stayed in. I like them. They say, no, this is the hotel's items. Only you are allowed to stay for a short time. You were given these things to utilize whilst you are. You can't take them with you. Leave them here. You are musafir. Get out. Same way this world, when we leave this world, when we will depart this world, every item of this world that you want to take with you, but you can't take with you, because it's not the function, they are temporary things that are restricted to this dunya. So that is one place where we stay, this world, which we've made a permanent abode. There are another two stations after this that we have to visit. Remember where we have to go, asal, the real, one is Jahannam and one is Jannah, paradise. These are the real endpoints that we have to visit. We have to arrive there. And both places Jannah and Jahannam are connected to night. Both are connected to tonight. Jannah, that person will go to paradise who is totally pure and clean. The impure, dirty person cannot go to Jannah. The person, he will have iman. He'll definitely go to Jannah one day. But what will happen is if he doesn't leave this world clean, Allah says, I will first clean him. Allah says, I've prepared a method to clean him. And what is that method? Allah says, first, due to his sin, due to his dirt, I will burn him in fire when he's purified and cleaned in Jahannam. After that, I will put him in paradise because he had iman. But the person who doesn't have iman, forever and evermore, he will burn in and stay in Jahannam. And the second station is if we're impure, we'll go straight to Jahannam. Hell. And Jahannam is such a dangerous station the person cannot imagine. We cannot imagine for a second how severe is Jahannam. So to be saved from Jahannam, what do we need? To be saved from Jahannam, we need to be pure, clean, pak. From what? From what? We can't purify ourselves with water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared the purity, the washing agent in this dunya. In this world. And that dirt is different that we need to get off ourselves. Just like dirt or sand or soil when it sticks to us. How do we purify ourselves? With water, the cleaning agent. We clean ourselves. But to get to the hereafter and get success in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making us practice here that in Ramadan, this is the way that Allah ta'ala has prepared tonight for us to enter into Ramadan. That the impure, dirty person has no chance to succeed in Ramadan. Remember this. He's not welcome. So to go to paradise, we need to purify ourselves. What is the purification agent? How is a person dirty? Not with dirt and soil and sand. Due to sins, the dirt of sins, when a person commits sins, he becomes dirty. Dirty. So Allah Ta'ala, to clean that dirt of sins, Allah has prepared the washing agent. Ya alladhina amanu, tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. The Quran has prepared that method, subhanAllah, prescribed that method, explained it. Doesn't matter how dirty you are with the sins, but definitely do one action. If you do that action here, then doesn't matter how dirty you were before that. Allah says, I'll purify, clean you, and I will send you direct to paradise. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasu. SubhanAllah. Tonight, this night, example, opportunity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving that same message to us tonight. Same message. The night of Barat, Shabbe Barat. Barat from what? Barat from Jahannam. In other words, freedom from hell. That tonight, Allah ta'ala says that today, tonight, my special rahmah and mercy is here. And whoever comes and asks me for forgiveness and does tawbah and repents, I will give him forgiveness, Allah says. I will save him, free him from hell and go to Jannah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi wa tawbatan nusuha. Whoever has today done tawbah. That's why Allah has given us this night today. So first and foremost, action number one, after do tawbah. After doing tawbah, we'll become pak, clean. And then the next month to come, Ramadan, totally, completely, whatever Allah rewards Allah has given in that month, we'll attain those rewards. Because for the impure person, he has no chance. No chance. So before Ramadan in advance, in this night, Allah Ta'ala prepared that if we do tawbah today, we repent in Allah's court. Allah's presence is obvious. No one can claim that I'm clean and pure and I'm free. And I'm saved every moment a person does sins from eyes, from the hands, from the tongue. Somehow or other, a person commits a sin. Because this is the dunya we're in. It's a place of sin. Once the Holy Prophet was sitting and the noble companions were present, the Holy Prophet questioned, oh my companions, tell me that if you were to walk on water, would your feet not become wet? They said, oh Prophet of Allah, if we walk on water, definitely our feet will become wet. Rasulullah said, how can it be that you live in the world, planet earth, and the dirt of the world does not come onto you and you won't commit sin? How can it be? Same example. Lazim. It will happen, but Allah is kareem. Allah is merciful. Alongside that, in parallel, Allah has prepared the washing away. That doesn't matter how many sins you commit, that we're sat here now, and we're clean, Allah will purify us within a second. And then so much power Allah has, so much power, and so powerful is that, that there's no greater power than that. That Allah Ta'ala has given us the action through which we can become pure. What is that? Tawbah, repentance. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe. Allah says, Tawbu ila Allahi. Allah says, submit, come, turn to me, come back to me, run to me. If you commit a sin, don't stop, don't shake, don't hesitate. Immediately come to me, Allah says. Immediately. And just as a person does tawbah, as soon as he does tawbah, immediately at that time, all sins are wiped away. Wiped away. That's how fantastic, powerful is tawbah. Tubu ila Allahi. One person came to the Holy Prophet, his hadith. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm finished, I'm gone. My sins. I can't tell you the heavens and the earth, the gap has been filled with my sins. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sit in front of me. How many sins? He said, so many sins, I can't tell you, I'm ashamed to tell you. There's no limit to my sins, he said. What shall I do? Where will I go? I'm lost, I'm finished. What will happen to me? Rasulullah sat him down and made him recite the kalam of Tawbah. He recited the kalam, and Rasulullah said, and again, and he repeated the kalam of Tawbah. Then Rasulullah said, recite again. Third time, when he recited the kalam, Allah said, stand, all your sins are wiped away, you are forgiven. This is that night. We see when a person goes to a wali Allah, then he does the same tawbah. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah, that the wali Allah, he prescribes that same tawbah. Soon as a person comes to a shaykh, a friend of Allah, the connection he makes, this is the same tariqah, the sunnah. He recites the kalima three times. And all his sins immediately are wiped away and he's parked and he's purified. At that time his sins are removed. Doesn't matter how many sins committed, even if the gap between the heavens and the earth are filled with the sins, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the special quality in tawbah, when he does this amal of tawbah and recites the kalima and repents, then obviously if you're reciting in front of a pious person, just like Rasulullah sunnah when the sahaba did this, same way if you do this today in front of a pious person, the hadith prescribes this, commit the sin, the roots of the sins don't remain in that person. The roots. And he's far from Jahannam, and finished, the door of Jahannam, hell is slammed shut in front of his face. He doesn't go into Jahannam then. Very big difference, my friends, a person who will leave this world who goes with sin, and listen, and the person who does tawbah from the sins, the gap, the difference is like the difference between the heavens and the earth, between the two human beings. And we are to leave, definitely. And when will we go? We don't even know when we're going to leave this world. We don't even know when we're going to die. How many people have died in this, during this disease and illness that came in the last couple of years? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a fantastic night, great opportunity, great night, that it's not to wake up, celebrate, commemorate, do this, do nothing at all. I've told you the hadith. One action Allah is prescribing tonight. That nothing will be useful for you in this night until you don't please Allah, until you don't become pure, clean. And it's such a simple method to do that. No, you don't have to go anywhere, do nothing, just one thing. Just you have to do tawbah in Allah's court. In front of Allah. Don't delay, don't delay. Here's a unique point that comes here. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his hadith, as a narration came from where? That he was in the graveyard at that time. He went to the graveyard. So here, what have people started doing now? They start going to the graveyard. SubhanAllah. Yes, and they start putting lights on and other things that go on in this night. Why? Because the Rasulullah went to the graveyard. Okay, fine. Yes, he did go. This is hadith. And there's hikmah and wisdom. And every action of Rasulullah is hikmah. Why did he go to the graveyard? So he went, yes, did he go there with the lights or candles or some flowers or etc. or to put something onto the graves? No, this was a hadith. There was a message that he gave through this hadith. Alhamdulillah, the people who have the understanding of the hearts, a great point they extracted from this that I'll share with you. That what's the reason that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Allah, he went to do dua in the graveyard? Why didn't he go to Masjid Nabawi? He could have stood there where he was and do dua, and he could have prayed salah and done dua in the room of Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa like he always did. Why did he go and do this dua in the graveyard? SubhanAllah. So that this action cannot be devoid of hikmah, wisdom. And it wasn't the case that he only went to do dua for those who had died. This doesn't make sense either. So because he went to do dua for the whole ummah. For the whole ummah he was doing dua. Such an important night, significant night. Think yourselves. And if you do dua like tonight, say for example, when you do dua, the way will you start from your dua? What point will come first into your mind when I'm doing dua? And tonight, every dua will be accepted and you've got an opportunity. 100% you've got yaqeen, you've raised your hands. What dua will you do? Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you'll remember your mother, father, brother, sisters, your problems, your issues. You'll remember everything related to you. You won't remember anyone else. So Allah's Nabi somebody stood there. He's not remembering Fatima. He's not remembering Hussein. Not Hassan. Not his relatives. Nobody. Yes. They were desperately in need of the du'as of Rasulullah. But he didn't do it. They had nothing to eat. But subhanallah. Who did he remember, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on this night? The night of Barat. The great night, the message of Shab-e Barat is the message that Rasulullah was remembering his ummah, his nation. Look at the connection of Rasulullah with us. As Anas radiallahu anhu, once he requested, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that where will I look for you on Qiyamah? That I can't live without you, I need your intercession. Where will I seek you on the day of judgment? MashaAllah, he was a khadim. He was an attendant, a disciple. Where will I look for you? Where will I see you? The Sahaba Kram used to speak like this openly. Frank, he said, look for me at three places. Said Rusum, and from the three places, I'll definitely be at one of them. SubhanAllah. He said, first look for me on the bridge of Sirat. If you don't find me on the bridge of Sirat, then come to the Mizan, the scales. And if you don't find me at the scales, then come to the pond of Kawthar. SubhanAllah. I'll be occupied, I'll be busy trying to save my ummah. SubhanAllah. Look at Rasulullah, he had so much love for the ummah, us, the nation. Tell me, what is our connection with him? How much love do we have for Rasulullah? Just think for a second, imagine that if you love a human being in this world, and there's no comparison to your love, how much pain you'll have in your heart for that person if you can't find them. Yes, for example, you go to someone's house, you bestow, you give gift to that person, if that person says bad to you, you'll cry, I went with high hopes and regard, I was happy going to meet my beloved. And today, let's look at our situation, that with Rasulullah, what is our connection with our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That one night he's given to us. And first and foremost, himself is doing dua for us, for the ummah. Which ummah? That he's done dua for me, for you, until Qiyam, every Muslim to come, just me. He's done dua for me. I'm sitting here in this night. Rasulullah, what a great favor of his upon us, upon me. That not for his relatives, not for his blood did he do dua. For Aisha radiallahu anha didn't do dua. Who is he remembering? He's remembering me, you, the ummah, the nation. That such a great time, testing time, Allah forgive them, give them the night. And he's occupied in this dua in the graveyard. So why did he go to the graveyard? For this reason I'm telling you. That he didn't go to celebrate something in the graveyard, so we start doing that. No, this was the reason. Two, he had a feeling with this message and awareness that, look, I'm stood here in the graveyard and I'm doing dua for the ummah. That do tawbah, repent, repent. Don't be lazy in doing tawbah. Why? Because you also will become like the same people that are here present in this graveyard. So he emphasized on this message that you will become like these people. One day you also will die and go to the grave. And the person when he goes to the grave, then everything will be sealed for you, locked out. There will be no tawbah, no actions, no ibadah. So before you get to the grave, what you need to do is understand my message. That whenever you commit a sin, subhanallah, then don't delay. Immediately turn to Allah and repent. Immediately, tubu ila Allah. Human being commits a sin. It's a natural, but what kind of human being is he that after sinning, he doesn't do tawbah, repent. If you sin, immediately tawbah. So Allah's Nabi said that look here, that what a connection he had with us. What connection do we have with him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That whatever Allah's Nabi, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had held most dear by leaving that, so much distress and pain goes to the Prophet ﷺ even today. The thing he held most dear, we leave that and we give pain. The thing that Rasulullah ﷺ loved most, if any ummati leaves that, we don't just leave it, we hate those things that Rasulullah ﷺ holds dear. We run away from those things. In a position to that, we love what's opposite to that. We consider it a waste, that thing that Rasulullah loves most dearly. Imagine our connection and relationship with Rasulullah, and we are hopeful of his intercession. Tell me, what is the that Rasulullah held most dearly, and in our eyes, I won't use those words, but we oppose and dislike that. I'm ashamed to say this. What is that? Man ahabba sunnati, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that most dear to me, most beloved to me, that I love the most, I love that human being who loves my sunnah, said Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, shaitan, most of all, has made us weak. I won't say hate. A Muslim is not on that status, but he's made us extremely lazy and far from Rasulullah's sunnah in our houses, in our lives, in our actions, in our methodology. The ghair, the strange things that we have no link with. We take the sunnah out of our life and we bring other things in. We are hopeful of Allah's rahmah. We complain, why is Allah's mercy not coming? Why is Allah's grace not coming? Why have I got distress? Why have I got difficulties? Why have these problems come to me? That thing, then analyze for a few moments and analyze your life. Why? That thing, that action that Rasulullah held most dear and beloved for us, there's no status, no value, no appreciation. Do it, fine. If not, no problem. Imagine, Rasul said, Man habba sunnati fa man habani. I guarantee that human being, my love, who loves my sunnah. There's no guarantee for any other action that Rasul gave. But he guaranteed one thing, one action. That if you want to become mine, if you want to be of my group, you want my shifa, you want my intercession, you want me to step in, then I guarantee you do one action in the world, ongoing. Do not reject my sunnah. Do not discard my sunnah. Man taraka sunnati falaysa minni. Rasulullah said this as well, that whoever discards and rejects my sunnah and says there's no need for it, yes, who doesn't hold my sunnah dear in his heart, falaysa minni, have no connection with that person. Doesn't matter how much he shouts out, goes on marches, conferences, doesn't matter. Rasulullah has decided me and you will be connected on one point. If you love my sunnah, you eat the same, you wake up the same, you wear the same, the attire is the same, your lifestyle, method, actions. My Prophet did this, my master did this, my guide did this. And tests will come, challenges will come, hurdles will come, barriers will come. You'll be tested on the sunnah. Hurdles, doesn't matter, opposition. Because this is the test of love, isn't it? When the test of love comes. That, for example, if you love somebody so much in this world, will you accept when that person is burning? Will you accept that person? If your son, you have just one son, 5 years old, one son. Can you imagine that you'll see your son dying? Will you accept that you will see your son dying where he's got problem, difficulty? You will give your life to save your son. You'll give your life to save your son. Then if you really love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the only one basis of a Muslim's aqidah, then can we not do amal on one sunnah? This night, this is the message of tonight. There's no other ibadah, worship. This is the fikr we have to ponder of all night long. And tonight, whoever's done this one action, thinking, analyzing, and he's done tawbah, repented in the court of Allah, remember this. Ramadan's guarantee comes to that person, remember. The whole Ramadan, he will have attained the whole of Ramadan. Why? Because without Tawbah, I'm giving you one example. All the people are sat here, tell me one thing now. All the people are sat here now, this whole gathering, assembly, ask you one question. Is there anyone who can put his hand up and say to me right now that he doesn't have wudu? Is there anyone here? Is there anyone who doesn't have wudu? Why? Why don't you have wudu? If you go to the shopping center, put your hand up, who doesn't have wudu? Everyone will put their hands up. Go to home, everybody will have hands up. By here, what's the reason? Why don't you have wudu? Why is it that you don't have wudu? It's not salah time. It's not salah time. I say, what's the point? Why? Because this is Allah's home. This is Allah's house. And there are basis principles of Allah's home that don't come to my home without wudu. Say subhanAllah. Don't come to my home, Allah says, without wudu. Perform wudu, come to my house, then you can enter my house, Allah says. Why? Because you are purified. You purified your body, your house, your nose, your body, then you'll get ijaza, you can come to my house, Allah says. So my friends, tell me, for coming to Allah's house, you can't come without wudu. You have to be pure and come physically, then tell me now. Then tell me now. Explain to me that Ramadan is such a blessed and fantastic month. How can we enter into Ramadan impure and dirty? How can we enter into Ramadan with sins? How can we arrive to Ramadan with sins? How can we take the benefits of Ramadan? So Allah Ta'ala has prepared 15 days before. 15 days before, in this night of Shaban, that you just do one action. In this night tonight, you do tawbah, you repent. Soon as you do tawbah, immediately I'll purify you, clean you, and then Ramadan is yours. Ramadan is yours. So it's necessary, essential for us to purify ourselves. It is a must that we clean ourselves. Otherwise, brothers, what is there? We will waste this opportunity. 100% we'll waste it. This message tonight is being given to us. Rasulullah said that Allah forgives so much to a person when he does tawbah tonight. Allah Ta'ala forgives until morning. Allah announces until Fajr. Is there anybody who wants to ask for me? Is there anybody who I can forgive? Is there anyone who is seeking forgiveness that I can forgive him? So my brothers, in this night, do not waste it. Totally do not waste it. Otherwise Ramadan will be wasted. And if Ramadan is wasted, then so much has been wasted. This, all of the actions of Sharia, everything we do in our life is hinged on Sharia and Sunnah. So a person can't just follow his own desires and what he wants to do, his choice. On this night someone's doing this, someone's lighting candles, someone's cooking halwa, someone's going on a march, a conference, a jalsa. No connection with this night, these actions. Totally not. I've told you the hadith. This night is announced, the Holy Prophet told us, demonstrate to us one message alone. That Allah Ta'ala says, come, he's paying attention, he's come close to us, purify yourselves, clean yourselves, and the person's clean through only one action. And what is the action? Tawbah, repentance. Repent. Soon as a person repents, totally, completely, he's cleaned. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu states, that when the human being does tawbah, repents, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately at that time, as soon as that person repents, Allah Ta'ala wipes away all of his sins. All of his sins. And with alongside that, on top of that, alhamdulillah, that place, those places where he sinned on planet earth, those pieces of earth, forget that he was there sinning. Kiramun Katibin, who record the sins, Allah wipes away the record. The human being's limbs, body parts, hand, eye, nose that he sinned with, Allah makes them forget those sins. Because he said, Allah forgive me. Allahu Akbar. So tell me, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi. And remember here, tawbah. Let me tell you the method of tawbah. Tubu ila Allah wa tawbatan nasuha. Two things come in tawbah. You have to repent to Allah, turn to Allah, ask from Allah for forgiveness. And what tawbah? Tawbah tan-nasuh, it has to be. Tawbah tan-nasuh, there's a difference. There's a difference. One is tawbah. Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Tawbah. This is not tawbah. This is not repentance. You know, we say tawbah, astaghfirullah. How many times? 1,000 tasbih. You know, today people say, I did 1,000 tasbih in the night. Astaghfirullah. Is that tawbah? Is that repentance? No, it is not. It's not. Who is saying? Quran. Tawbu ilahli tawbatan nasuha. What tawbah is this? Allah says, oh Allah, forgive me. What sort of tawbah is this? Tawbah, repetitive. Then we go and do the same actions after. The same banditry, whistling, women, girls. Same thing. 1,000 tasbihs I did tawbah, Allah. 1,000 times our forgiveness in the morning, we say, Allah, I did this, I did that. And was nothing, we're empty. Empty, understand the reality. Why is it explained, the tawbah? What do we do tonight? Just night, we'll recite this and do this ibadah, do this worship, do hajj. I say, minus, you're going to minus, don't do anything today, just do tawbah properly. Do tawbah properly. As soon as you do tawbah properly, you attain everything. The whole night you can keep grinding the tasbihs and chillas and tawbah. You've done nothing at all. Nothing. It may look weird what I'm saying, but that's all we've done all our lives. That's why it sounds weird. All our lives we've done this and nothing else. In these tasbihs, I grinded this many tasbihs, repetitive, recited. Oh man, what is this action you're doing? Allah says, Tubu ilallah. Turn to Allah, tawbah tan-nasuha. So the explanation of this, the tafsir, no normal person did this. Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhu, great mufassir of the Quran. From the sahaba, he said, I do the tafsir of this verse, he said. Abdullah bin Abbas, Sahih Tirmidhi hadith, pick it up, read it. This hadith where the tafsir of this verse is done, that what's the difference between common tawbah and tawbah tan-nasuha? He said, tawbah is what you do. Tawbah, astaghfirullah, tawbah, Allah forgive me, astaghfirullah. We think this is tawbah. He said, this is not tawbah. Tawbah tan-nasuha we have to do. What is that? That when you do tawbah and repent to Allah, I will not steal. Allah will not commit adultery, do zina, I won't consume riba, I won't usurp and take somebody's wealth, I won't consume somebody's rights, etc., etc., etc. There's a list. There's a list. Remember this. Sins, not that I did a very small sin and I'm running towards Jannah. Are you pure? No, khayrayna sharrayna. Not even atom's weight of sin, if it's attached to you, then you cannot go to paradise. Even that neutron atom's weight of sin, first you have to wash that, clean that, you'll be sent to Jahannam. And Jahannam is such a place, the 1,000 years. How many years? 1,000 years it was burnt, and then it was that intense red. 1,000 years burnt again, it became white. Then 1,000 years again it was burnt, then it became black, intense black. And today it's in that state, and it's so intense black, you throw a stone in there, and 70 years of Jahannam, that stone doesn't reach the bottom of Jahannam. And that small sin, khayrayna sharrayna, that's where that person will be burnt off. Even an atom's weight of sin, he cannot go to paradise. But today is stated, the heavens and the earth can be filled with your sins. And you sit and do tawbatan nasuha, all your sins will be forgiven. Allah says, I'll make you my wali, my friend. Allahu Akbar. So this is the benefit of living in this world. Do you understand what is the purpose of this night? This is the purpose of this night. Forget it, do tawbah properly, sleep with ease and pray fajr in the morning. Do dhikr with us and you've attained this night. That's it. That's enough. You're waking up all night long, bopping up and down. This, no, how much long is left? What shall I do? Oh, he's yawning and sleeping. Is there some punishment Allah has given to us in this night that we have to be making so much of a tawbah, 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 astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Is this a punishment Allah has given to us this night? Allah is Kareem, merciful, gracious, He's aware. All He wants is an excuse. Then your heart, just think for a second, tawbatan nasuha, Allah says, I'll forgive you. That's enough. I swear by Allah, we don't even think about tawbatan nasuha. Tawbatan nasuha, what is it? We don't even contemplate. Do you want to do tawbah? Then there are two tariqas. One tariqa, what I explained, that you sit with the wali in front of him, three times recite the kalima, all your sins will be forgiven. All your sins will be forgiven. There's this opportunity tonight you have. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Will you recite three kalimas? Or do you just want to celebrate, sit down, I'm forgiven, and that's it, and the night passes. And in the morning we repeat again. And with a passion we say, oh, we're doing the same old sin. Not an atom's way of difference in the human being. No. Yaar, how can we do this? What deen we have made today to celebrate these things? And then tomorrow we will put accusation. Something comes, oh, all night long I was waking up, there's no difference in my life, no barakah, I did sajda, Mawlana Sahib said, do this, that and that, and I did tasbih, and still I've got problems and complaining on top of that. Oh, servant of Allah, you're still a monkey and an ape, the same that you were the day before, so what's going to be the difference to your life? Am I right or am I wrong? Tell me. Do you want to celebrate or do you want to do the right thing today? Just 2 minutes if you do it, tawbah, go and sleep with ease. Eat and drink, enjoy yourself, night's finished. And you've become Allah's friend and Allah is your friend. So I swear by Allah, whoever's done this, whoever's done what I'm saying, you cannot imagine. Soon as you raise your hands, Allah will listen to what you're saying. This is a deep connection you will have with your Rabb. As Abdullah bin Malik, Sharabi, he was an alcoholic. He had love for a woman. All night long he's standing waiting for that female. Normal man whistling to her, calling just to see 1 second of his beloved, the woman. He stood there all night long. Suddenly he understood, he heard the adhan. He said, are you a human being? For a woman all night long you're standing just to see her. For a second, azan, he suddenly understood. Just like today, if we become aware, the time came for him to understand. He said, what is it I'm doing? He said, forget this what I'm doing. And then his direction changed. He went towards the masjid. Subhanallah. He went to the masjid. Someone said to him, that Abdullah bin Malik, you've come to the masjid, do tawbah. He said, after today I do tawbah, I won't go there. Now I'll just come to this direction. That's him. Soon as he did tawbah, tawbatan nasuh, from above came the announcement. Immediately Allah Ta'ala announced, Abdullah bin Malik, you haven't made the same. Now you are my wali, my friend. And today you read his stories, events in the kitabs. Such a great wali Allah that we cannot imagine. One walis, I've told you, all the walis of Allah became walis through tawbah, through repentance. Nobody can run away from sin, my friends. Nobody. And doesn't matter what country, even if it's a naked woman in front of you, I swear by Allah, if you do tawbah, then she cannot make you do wrong. If you do tawbah. Sincere tawbah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on one occasion, if you commit a sin, do tawbah. If you commit a sin again, do tawbah again. If in a day 70 times you do tawbah, 70 times Allah will forgive you. And beyond, not just forgive you, 70 times you do tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will say, go, that you are habitual in tawbah. Allah says, I've totally forgiven you because of your repetitiveness. So why are we scared of this? Tawbah. Allah's open door, keep on knocking Allah's door. You sat here, it's night of Barat. Allah's guaranteeing, Allah's paying attention, focusing on you, Allah's waiting. Is there any human being? No, tawbah, tawbah tan nasu, do it, Allah says. And we, all of us are desperate for this. All of us are desperate. There's no wali, ali, shali, we're not pious. Every man is desperate to do tawbah. Everyone needs to do tawbah. Not your sinner, you did this sin, you haven't got a beard. Doesn't matter, we are all sinners. All of us, let's look inside ourselves, analyze ourselves tonight. You're sat in front of a pious person, waliyullah, recite kalima 3 times, then do tawbah an-nasu. As Ibn Abbas said, what is tawbah an-nasu? Tawbah an-nasu is that action when a person says, I want to do tawbah, repent. First thing inside you, you should have regret, remorse. I'm such a dirty human being, I've kept on doing these sins, that I opposed the Prophet of some sunnahs, I disliked them. That I was against some man rabbuka man rasuluka. I will answer this question in the grave. Look at my appearance, my attire. My appearance, I was deceiving myself. I'm a munafiq, I'm a hypocrite. That I say I love Rasulullah, I don't look like him, my attire is not like him, my method of lifestyle is not like him, I'm opposed to him. How can I say I love him? Every action of mine is against him. So we should have regret, remorse, first step of tawbah. Remember this. Yes, all my life I've lived like this. What am I doing? I've wasted my time. So first step of tawbah is regret and remorse. Allah, I've made big mistakes. How did I do this all my life long? Yeah, sometimes a man makes a mistake. You scold someone, you hit your child. Inside you have that regret. Oh, I hit him for no reason. I shouldn't have done that. That's regret, remorse. So Allah Ta'ala, keep the regret, remorse with Allah most. He is the greatest. Allah, I've disobeyed you. Allah, I left your salahs. I'm a Hafiz Quran, and with the Quran, I disobeyed the Quran, I was disrespectful to the Quran, I practiced against the Quran, because despite becoming, I made the deen again. A drama, I played with your deen, Allah. Ya Allah, what kind of Muslim am I? Allah, I eat what you've given, I drink from what you've given, and I oppose you and oppose your Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I should be ashamed, regret, remorse. Step number two. Once you get regret, shame, then the step number two automatically comes, Allah, tawbah, astaghfirullah, what have I done? Allah, I won't do this. Allah, I finish this from today, this sin. Step number two, tawbah, Allah, Allah, I won't do this again. So when you say, I won't do this again, that's step number two. So number one, tawbah, the nasu is being formulated. One is regret, shame. Secondly, I won't do this again. Doesn't matter if I do it, after about that time, you say, I won't do it again, Allah. You make the intention. Third step of tawbah, tawbah an-nasu. Allah, I leave immediately this sin, I leave right now. End of story. Allah, forgive me, I leave it right now. Leave it now, discard it, leave it. Break the curse, otherwise I'll fall into the trap. Whoever's done these three things, from Allah the announcement comes that he has become my friend. Oh, imagine Allah is so happy with that person that time. That no person in the world, is anyone happy with you so quickly? 70 years, 80 years, that you disobey Allah, imagine. All actions you've opposed Allah. But when we say once in Allah's presence, we go and say, Allah, Allah forgets all of our wrongdoings. All of our wrongdoings. Rather, Allah announces, Asarabukum, Allah says, Ayyukafrukum, Sayyatukum, Sayyatukum, Wayadkhulukum Jannah, Tajri min tahti al-anhar. This is the Quran, Allah is prescribing to us. As soon as you do tawbah, repent, then your condition becomes such that you should have hope in Allah. Which hope? Allahu Akbar. What is the hope you should have? That your sins have been finished. Kufr has been wiped away. Sayyatikum. All things have been forgotten, wiped away. Your sins have been changed into good deeds. And at that time Allah announces that the person was going into hell. Yadkhulukum. Allah says, I've entered you into paradise. Immediately a person does tawbah, immediately gets these things. Such a great opportunity we have today, right now, this moment in time, this night. How much this night has passed, we're in the final moments here. Allah's announcing, angels are waiting. Who's coming? Who's going to recite the kalama? And promises in front of Allah. Allah, every one of us should look inside us. What sins have I done? What have I done? How many salahs I leave? All of the orders Allah's given to me, they are for me. Me, not for this person, not for that person, they have come for me. Look at yourself in the mirror. Allah orders that that night, this night, that I should consider myself Allah's hukam. Do I pray salam? Does he pray? Does he pray? Does she pray? No, do I pray? Do I pray salam? Yes, do I steal? Do I commit theft? Look at yourself. Look inside. And then look inside your life. What sins do I commit? Look inside yourself. This is an opportunity. Great opportunity. Tawbatan nasuh. Immediately raise your hands. And you become a friend of Allah. And then morning you're free. Then if by chance you commit the sin, don't worry. Then do tawbah again. Then Allah says, I'll forgive you again. This is then a great achievement than this. Tell me. How great an opportunity Allah is given to us. The Allah slams shut the doors of Jahannam. And in this situation, we arrive to Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala delivers us to Ramadan. That don't be dirty. It will be a drama, a game you'll play. Allah says, I won't accept none of your deeds. I won't give you permission to come to the masjid when you're dirty. Then how will I let you go into Ramadan dirty? Will I show you Laylatul Qadr? In all ways, you have to clean yourself, purify yourself before Ramadan. Will we do this, brothers? Have you understood some of the words I've said today? Inshallah, by you coming, even I have, subhanAllah, become awakened. I'm awake. I will also do tawbah to Allah today. And I'll do honest tawbah to Allah, inshallah, tonight. So then our tawbah is strong. Do you have understood the meaning of Shab-e-Barat? It's not just staying awake all night long. What do we have to do? Yes, alhamdulillah. That's a secondary point. Noor ala noor. If you do tawbah and you feel like you have love for Allah, you have connection after tawbah, you got love connection. You say, okay, let me pray two nafil salah. What difference does it make? Yaar, I want to please my Rabb, my Lord. Okay, whatever nafil you pray, okay, Allah. I don't feel like saying, okay, let me recite half a juz of Quran, subhanallah. So Allah automatically gives you that pleasure. And then when you pray that, recite half juz. Okay, let me do one tasbih, astaghfirullah, Mulana Sahib said. That's all additional noor, all those actions being accepted. First they were in the minus. Now automatically Allah Ta'ala is saying to you, making you do this action. Oh, let me lie down. And then your eyes will open automatically for Fajr. Oh, I've done tawbah, let's go to Fajr Salah. Let me go in the car, and then you'll go to Fajr Salah. Experience this. These are the signs of tawbah nasum. And you will start to extend your feet further and further. Develop. First you said, I don't want to pray Salah. Oh, forget Salah, I'll try one day. That's what you said before. If somebody said to you, pray Salah, you said, oh, forget it, just do dua for me. Do dua, pray one day. Pray one day. Oh, come to Jummah. Oh, do dua for me, inshallah. You keep doing dua for me, inshallah. Just imagine that I've come. Then what happens? Subhanallah. Tawbah nasuh. Then Allah will bring you to His home. Then people say, yaar, you become big namazi, yaar. Always sitting in the masjid, I phone you, where are you? People say, where are you gone? You've disappeared, you've kept a bed. Oh, you become Mulana Sahab. And they'll look at you negatively. They joked with you yesterday. Now, because you got the friendship with Allah, they think you're weird. These are the signs of Allah's love, that the love increases. The love with Allah has increased, intensified. Those things you dislike, you love them today. So understand, Allah's pulling you. Allah's pulling you, making you His friend. Subhanallah. So where does it start? Tonight do tawbah. That's the sabak. That's it. Don't do nothing else. Tawbatan nasu. We have to do that. We always got regret and the shame, the remorse. Promise I won't do this again. You immediately reject that sin at that time. Otherwise, if you stay like a monkey in an age, many nights will come, many Laylatul Qadrs have gone. They'll come. You stood the same like an animal. Then the sticks will come. Then the beats will come. Big challenges in the grave. We have to go. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. We'll recite this solemn when someone dies. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. We'll recite. For who? Recite it for yourself that you are to go there as well. He's gone. You also to go there. What are you doing to prepare for that? So this is the reality of life. Hakikat e zindagi. This is the reality of the night of Miraj. I've presented to you a night of Barat. Understand it. May Allah with this tariqah, may Allah allow us to pass this night in this way. Give us the tawfiq to pass it in this way. And the objective that we are assembled for, alhamdulillah, let's do a bit of dhikr of Allah. Because dhikr is a great action indeed. Tonight, if we don't do dhikr tonight, then when will we do dhikr? Tell me, this is the night for dhikr. Tawbah we've done, alhamdulillah, you've done tawbah, inshallah, I'm hopeful with Allah's fadl. Every man in his heart will have said, Allah, we ask Allah for forgiveness. You ask, don't you? Yes, so after tawbah, Allah has given reward. What a great reward in the hadith. Listen to the hadith. That when there's a gathering, an assembly for the dhikr of Allah, that's what we're sat here for, reality. The night of Barat has come by chance. We sit every Thursday night, every night of Jummah, the same way. So, when there's a gathering that comes together for the dhikr of Allah, what occurs? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, as soon as the gathering comes together and sits for the dhikr of Allah in the morning or evening, 10 times they say, 10 times this will happen.
Five times this will happen. Soon as, just like morning we do in the evening, the morning you come, same thing will happen. There won't be a speech, there will be dhikr. Allah Ta'ala has given a habit for good deeds. The thing that you're afraid of, without that we can't sleep. There's no dhikr in the morning, we can't sleep. Allah Ta'ala makes such a habit come into your life. Yaar, in the morning, who's going to sit to dhikr till ishraq? Well, we can't sleep without dhikr till ishraq. The day cannot pass. Because Allah's given us a great habit. Allah's fadl, His grace, He's given us a great habit. So He stated, when there's a gathering comes together for the sake of remembering Allah, then listen what happens. Immediately, the angels surround the gathering from all four corners, all sides. The action of the angels surrounding. Do you think this is a minor thing? From all sides, the angels surround that gathering. Allah's mercy surrounds that gathering, envelops the gathering. It's about to happen now. When we do dhikr, this will happen. Allah's rahmah envelops, surrounds the gathering. Then special sakina, peace, which is related to Jannah, Allah descends that descends into the hearts of the dhakirin. Angels surround the gathering. Allah's rahmah envelops the gathering. Then in the heart, in your heart, sakina descends into the hearts. And the fourth reward is so unique. Allah says, fourth reward is such. Then this gathering, who is setting the qawm, Allah says, I know every person. I know his father, his grandfather, their generations. I know everyone. Allah says, all those people who are sitting doing dhikr, Allah says, I give them in my special select cabinet of angels. I mention them and I'm proud of them. Allahu Akbar. This is the reward you will get now for doing dhikr. Imagine. So these are Allah Ta'ala's words of His deen. And this is what we're going to attain in our lives. So if you keep on running after food and water, that's our objective. We're just staying in the hotel. We're still in the hotel. Stay in the hotel. Earn, eat, have cars, houses. But don't leave this ever, what we've just discussed. Permanent, make this your life. Dhikr Allah, tawbah, istighfar, praying salah on time. That's what we need. Five times salah in jama'ah and congregation. I'm telling you the deen. Islam summarized. Five times salah. We cannot leave this. Where do you have to pray these? Five times? Not in your house. Where? In the masjid. Five times salah. In the masjid, any masjid. Not big masjid, jami masjid, any masjid. If you get a small masjid, get inside the masjid. Pray salah fard. Five times salah you have to pray. Ramadan, you have to keep the fasts. Say subhanallah. Zakah, to pay on time. Three things. I'm telling you the deen. Fourth action, if Allah has given you money, wealth, perform the hajj. Fourth actions. And then, if you do these four physical actions, salah on time, in the masjid, in jamaat. Number two, the fast of Ramadan, keep them completely. Number three, give your zakah. Number four, hajj, perform it. Four actions if you do them. And Allah's dhikr, do this in parallel, morning and evening, the amount of tasbihs that you are capable of. If you do these five actions, guarantee, Allah's Nabi Sam said, Jannah is compulsory for that person. This is Deenul Islam. Tajud, no one will ask you. If you pray Ishraq, nobody will ask you. Talawat Quran, nobody will ask you. Are you Hafiz? Nobody will ask you in the grave. That these, you can do these if you want, no problem. Open playing field, no problem. But just do this deen that I summarized to you. After that, eat, earn, run your shop. Full permission. Halal things. Halal things, make buildings, assets, houses, cars. No restriction in Islam. Yes, not at all. Rather, Allah's Nabi some likes that when Allah gives you ni'mah, make, have good clothes, wear good clothes, have nice cars, have a nice house. But if you leave Islam and do these things, then it will become lanat, a curse, and difficulty and a burden. If you do this in parallel, then those things will become a ni'mah and a fadl for you. So who says that you lose the dunya if you practice the deen? Never do you lose it. Will you practice, brothers? This is the deen of Islam. That's the end of story. So should we start dhikr now? Okay, right.
بسم الله الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين طه وياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كما غزيرو اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان. وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفور يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم سمتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان وأجرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا دافي البلايات اطفى بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا. اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. يا الله تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہماری اس مجلس کو قبول فرما ہماری باتوں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ جو باتیں ہم نے کہیں سنی پہ ہمیں عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ اس رات کی ساری برکات ہمیں نصیب فرما. یا اللہ اس رات کی ساری برکات ہمیں نصیب فرما. اے میرے مولا اے میرے مولا تو ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ ہم تو سے سچی توبہ مانگتے ہیں میرے مولا ہمیں سچی توبہ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ تمام چھوٹے بڑے تمام گناہوں سے میرے مولا تمہیں معافی نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جو غلطی ہوئی ہم سے ان کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ جو کوتاہی ہوئی ہم سے معاف فرما. اے میرے مولا یا میرے نادانی میں جو ہم سے گناہ سرزد ہوئے ان سب کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ زبان کا گناہ نگاہوں کا گناہ ہاتھ کا گناہ جسم کا گناہ پیٹ کا گناہ اے میرے مولا سب کی توبہ مانگتے ہیں تو ہماری توبہ قبول فرما. اے مالک ملک یا میرے مولا تو ہر چیز پہ قادر ہے یا کریم تو ہر چیز کو جانتا ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ آج تیری طرف سے منادی اعلان فرما رہا ہے تو حاجتوں کے لیے ہمیں قبول فرما رہا ہے. یا اللہ تو ہماری حاجتوں کو ہم سے زیادہ بہتر جانتا ہے. اے میرے مولا ہماری ہر حاجت کو پوری فرما. یا اللہ ہماری ہر مصیبت کو دور فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں سکون نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں سکون نصیب فرما. ہمارے گھروں میں سکون نصیب فرما. ہماری اولادوں کو آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا. یا اللہ ان کا دین پہ چلنے والا بنا. یا اللہ ہمیں دین کا داعی بنا. اے میرے مولا دین کی سمجھ نصیب فرما. دین پہ عمل نصیب فرما. اے میرے مولا دین پہ ہمیں مضبوط کر دے. اے میرے مولا ہمیں علم نصیب فرما. علم پہ عمل نصیب فرما. تزکیہ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں تبلیغ کا کام کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. ذکر و فکر نصیب فرما. اس مسجد کو میرے مولا دین سے آباد فرما. یا اللہ جو علماء کرام اس مسجد میں کام کر رہے ہیں میرے مولا ان کے کاموں کو قبول فرما. ان کے درجاتوں کو بلند فرما. ان کے علم میں اضافہ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہر جگہ کو ہر مسجد کو ہر دینی جا دسگاہ کو میرے مولا فسادوں سے، جھگڑوں سے، فرقوں سے محفوظ فرما، مسلمانوں کو ایک کر دے، آپس میں محبت پیدا فرما یا اللہ، مسلمانوں کو ایک کر دے، آپس میں محبت نصیب فرما یا اللہ، سب میں محبت پیدا فرما دے یا کریم، تو ہم سب کو ایک جسم کی طرح کر دے اے میرا مولا، سب ایک دوسرے کو اچھی نظر سے دیکھنے لگے میرا مولا، ایک دوسرے کے کام کی عزت نصیب فرما یا اللہ، ہمارے گھر والوں کو میرے مولا تو دین پہ چلنے کی پوری سمجھ نصیب فرما، حیا نصیب فرما، پردہ نصیب فرما یا اللہ، حلال و طیب رزق نصیب فرما، سب کو پکا نمازی بنا اے میرے مولا، مسجدوں سے محبت نصیب فرما یا اللہ، مسجدوں کو آباد کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اے کریم یا رحیم، اس رات میں میرے مولا تو پورا تیرا اعلان ہے میرے مولا، معافی کا یا کریم، ہم سب کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ، اس پوری بستی کے ہر چیز، ہر انسان کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ، ہر انسان کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ، تو ہماری مصیبتوں کو ٹال دے، ہماری مصیبتوں کو ختم فرما دے اے میرا، بیماریوں کو ختم فرما دے یا کریم یا کریم، تو اپنے فضل حکم سے، اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری تیماریوں میں بیماریوں کو تمام، یا میرے تمام ہماری حاجتوں کو پورا فرما، تمام بیماریوں کو دور فرما یا اللہ، یا اللہ، تو اپنے فضل حکم سے ہمارے اٹھے ہاتھوں میں تمام جو بھی دعائیں میرے مولا قبول فرما یا اللہ، تم ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما یا اللہ، ہماری ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما یا اللہ، ہمارے ایک ساتھی ہیں مینچسٹر کے، ان کے ماموں پاکستان میں انتقال فرما گئی، ان کی مغفرت فرما، ہمارے ایک ساتھی بولٹن کی ان کی پھوپھی صاحبہ پاکستان میں انتقال فرما گئی ہیں یا اللہ، ان کی مغفرت فرما، ان کے درجاتوں کو بلند فرما، اور جتنے بھی ہمارے لاحقین ہیں میرے مولا، جو میرے مولا اس دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں، ان کی قبروں کو جنت کی کیاریاں بنا، ان کی مغفرت فرما، کروٹ کروٹ کی مغفرت فرما اے میرے مولا، تمام مومنین مومنات کی برکت فرما، تمام مسلمانوں کو آج بخش دے میرے مولا یا کریم، تو اپنے فضل کرم سے، اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما، وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلیہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین، سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون، وسلام علی المرسلین، والحمد للہ رب العالمین۔